I know. Well, you have one of the best parts about this show is the way that you get a chance. You know, I used to waste all of your rant by just having a phone call, and I knew immediately that there was fodder here for people, especially in these crazy times, to get a chuckle out of the things that upset them all, but nobody's able to express them the way you do. And, you know, we won't mention the company you work for, but you are.
Well, I was saying, I sometimes, you know, I took a part-time job, and I wish that I took early childhood development, because I have to call 30-year-old people to say, hello, did you forget you had to be somewhere this morning? Oh, they walk around the office the other day like, what is it? Grown people can't get to work on time, you know? They're sick of the greatest generation. By the time they were 30, lived through the Depression, went to World War II, got married, had kids, got a career, bought a house. These people can't get to work. Yeah. People are nuts. I can't talk. I can't take it anymore. Today, I'm laughing. I'm walking my dog. I see this lady. She cuts in front of a trailer truck. The funny thing about the trailer truck, it said NETS on the side. That's New England Tractor Trailer Training School. So this lady not only cut in front of a tractor trailer, this is a guy that really doesn't know how to drive a tractor trailer. He just has the money for the tuition. How about the guy next to him? You talk about hazard pay. I see those guys. Tom, they got the guy driving the truck. The guy in the passenger seat, every time I go by, the truck's going 6 miles an hour. The guy, the teacher, is staring out the passenger window. He's looking at me like, kill me. Kill me right now. Take me out. That's all they do to them, up and down the street. That's all these people do, up and down the street. Why do all these people want to learn to drive a truck? You know, that's all they do. Every time, every day, up and down the street, up and down the street. Grinding gears. Oh, my God. You don't want to make any money as a transmission shop. Just grinding gears, driving. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. It's, you know.
I can't be positive about anything. I swear to God. The other day I'm walking down the street, right? I see an eagle. I live in Havel. There's no eagles in Havel. Like, that is unheard of, right? You might as well see a gazelle. I see an eagle flying over. I don't know if you've ever seen one, but they're magnificent. They got a huge wingspan and all that. Then I'm like, oh, my God, what's going to happen now? These people have those little dogs. They're walking those little dogs, Tom. And then what's going to happen? I mean, they're going to be, they got a little freaking Pomeranian or a little, you know, Chihuahua on a leash. The lady's be walking. She'll be talking on her cell phone. All of a sudden, this eagle's going to come down, grab it, and she better let go of the leash because he'll take it with her. They're huge. She's going to go home. You know what? It's going to be the husband. He's going to be out walking the dog. She's going to come home. He's going to come home without the dog. Wait, where's the dog? What happened to the dog? Honey, a freaking eagle came by. Oh, yeah, right. Eagle took the dog. You get rid of the dog. No, you hate the dog. I love the dog. The eagle took the dog. Sure. That's what I'm thinking of now. I'm worried about the freaking eagles now. They're going to fly down.
Well, you have to because you have chickens.
Oh, my God. I know. Everything. It's funny. I've trained chickens.
You told me yesterday you had to clean the chicken coop.
Oh, chickens, they're birds. I don't know if you ever have birds, but they're filthy. They poop everywhere, everything. And you go in. And one day my neighbor's like, she's Spanish. She goes, Pat, the smell over there. And I'm like, I was in there yesterday. We had, you know, soaking rain. And with the hay, the chickens kick the hay out of the coop. And then they push it on the ground. Then the rain hits it. Then the snow. Then the dirt. Then the pee. And it makes this concoction that you can't believe. So I was in there yesterday just shoveling this stuff out. I love to see free eggs. Yeah, free eggs. I have a $700 chicken coop. I got a wall and a fence around it that it digs. I got to go to Tractor Supply to rent this. They say a one-man auger? That's bullshit. It took me and my buddy, 400 pounds of us, to hold this auger, this giant, looks like a cork, what do you call it, the corkscrew, like a giant corkscrew, into the ground, shaking us around, and we had to do it the hottest day of the year. Digging this up, put 4x4s in, and then I put in like 40 pounds of concrete because I'm Italian. We like concrete. I put heavy The Italians and the Nazis love concrete. The two people that love concrete, they love the Germans and Italians. You give them concrete, they're in their glory. You know, that's why you watch the things about World War II. They talk about what the Third Reich built. They got these buttresses and stuff. They go, this concrete. They were in their glory. They didn't do with Hitler. They like concrete. You know, the Führer, we have lots of concrete. We're building. 80 feet thick. What the hell are they building? When they build all this concrete stuff, they marched into France. It was amazing. The French are like, we can't compete with these people. We got concrete. So anyways, we dig the thing. I put the 4x4s. I got the fence. I the chicken food. Tom, you know, if you want to get into the commodities business, right, don't buy gold. Don't buy silver. Buy chicken food. It goes up $1 a month. $1 a month. It was $9.99 when I first got the chickens. Then over the last 3 months, $9, $10, $11, $12, it's $13.99. I said to the lady at the register, what's up with this? She don't know. She's like, well, I think fuel prices are up. Like, what are you, an economist while you're a part-time cashier at freaking Tractor Supply? The fuel went up 20 cents a gallon. That justifies $1 for every freaking thing of chicken food. Yeah, the chicken food.
Well, cool, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, free eggs. Yeah. Free eggs. You get free eggs. You have the extra eggs. I go, I guess 5 chickens. They lay 12 eggs a week. What do you do with them? I eat them. They're mine. I think I deserve the eggs. I got $4,000 invested in this zoo. You think I can get the eggs out of it? I'll give them to you.
What?
Now I'm in Xfinity. I got to go to Xfinity now. These jerks. I sit there. They send you, you know, when you set up, they give you the cable box, the remote, and all that stuff. You know what they say? These people are way too comfortable with the setup they have now. We have to change it. So they send you a kit. If you don't return the kit, they're going to charge you $500, you know, all those charges. So you sit
right
there, and then you got to do it yourself. You got to install it. You know, now I'm a technician. I'm in there, you know, we're hooking this thing up. I got to be here. I'm in the parking lot. I got to be in there by 5 o'clock before they send the Xfinity police to freaking have me, you know, beaten. It's ridiculous.
What you told me that your stepdaughter can do this, or a niece?
Oh yeah, I have to recruit young. Yeah, Tom, I'm old. The young people know this stuff. I can't do anything anymore. Donna just dispels me from the room. You're an idiot. Just go to the other. Go sit down. Just sit down and just sit there. Don't talk. You know.
No. Wait a minute.
She came up and she.
I want to go back to the chickens. Whose idea were the chickens? It wasn't your idea.
No, it's like when you have a kid and they want a dog. I tell people, you want a dog, you better make sure you like the dogs. You know, you have a kid, want a dog. Yeah, because you're going to be taking care of the dog. The kids don't even walk them. I never, you know, Donna, get the chickens. We'll get chickens. The dog goes out when it's nice out. Go take care of the chickens. She ain't out there in January. I am. I'm out every. I have to shovel the inside of the coop when it snows. We got heavy snow. I got to do my driveway. I got to shovel. They got little legs, Tom. They can't move. You got to, you know, they're in the coop. They don't know what's going on. What the hell is this all about? You know. And then you got to shovel. I got to go in there with the shovel. They're never upset. They don't like me in there. You know. I'm hey, you know, they used to be now. But I got to shovel inside. They're in the coop. They're not going to clean the inside of the coop out. And then, they want to get out. And I'm like, what are you going to get out and do? I talk to the chickens like, what are you going to do? There's nothing to eat. It's snow on the ground. There's no bugs or anything. So then they're inside the coop. I got 5 chickens in a coop. You wouldn't believe the mess in there, you know. So the springtime, I'm like, let them out. Let them out. They go in the yard. They eat the bugs. And they poop out the outside of the coop.
Well,
oh, yeah.
But again, you know, the idea to have this came from your significant other, but she doesn't.
Yes.
She doesn't come out and get involved with it. She just kind of directs.
No,
you.
She'll ask me how the chickens doing. I don't know how they look. They look healthy. They look dead, are they? You don't see dead chickens in the coop, because they'd be dead if you were, you know, you were in charge of the operation. My girlfriend's a great delegator. She fucking delegates stuff. Did you feed the chicken today? Yes, I feed them every day. They're animals. They have to eat. They're like me. They have to eat. I go feed them. They love me, though, Tom. I'm like, Tom, I had the neighbors laughing. I should have filmed it. I should do this. Every once in a while, they go in the woods, right? And they're in the woods. And I mean, so I got things to do. I got a life. I can't sit and watch them all day. So I'm in the woods, right? So I go out with three pieces of bread. I walk. They're looking at me. I'm walking into the woods. I clap three times. They go, chickens, let's go. Tom, they ran out of anywhere. They just six chickens simultaneously ran out of the side of the woods, ran toward me. And I waved at them with the bread. They would come with me. And they followed me across the yard into the coop. They were laughing. They were like, they looking like, you got to be kidding me. Tom, the chickens just followed me. And it was one, come on, let's go, the slowpoke, let's go. And it comes. And then and I just lure them into their cage, and I give them the bread, and shut the gate.
They really could see the bread, enough to entice them out of the woods.
Oh, this is what I'm laughing about. I got a dog. I love my dog. He's great, but he's dumb as a rock. I go to the, he likes to go for a walk, right? I go, Bentley, go for a walk. The dog's 10, right? I'm in the house. I'm in the front of the house, and the house on the other side. The dog. I go, Bentley, let's go for a walk. He's on the other side. Where the hell's the dog? I go around the cool thing. I go, daughter, this is ridiculous. I have a dog that's supposed to be very intelligent. I call him. He looks at me like a screensaver. I go to chickens, and they come to me. This dog is stupid. He's not a smart dog. I'm sorry. I mean, the chickens listen better than the. They don't listen for nothing. The chickens come. I'm not a chicken trainer. They came. Ridiculous.
Now, did they come to you or they come to the bread?
Well, they come to me. I said, I trained. I taught myself how to train chickens. What I do is I'm on my deck, and then every once in a while they come out, like they're in the yard on the outskirts, you know, the yard, and I go chickens, and I throw them a piece of bread. I break up the little pieces, and I throw them the bread, right? And so then they know. And that's why I get them back into the cage.
Now, do they prefer the bread to the seed or whatever you feed them?
Yeah, they like it's like a treat. They like bread. Like yesterday, I threw peanuts out yesterday. Yeah.
Is this your typical white bread or?
Yeah, typical white bread that doesn't go up $1 a month like the chicken feed. And Donna Donna's the food analysis. One of the kids, she goes. She goes, they look hungry. I go, well, they like eating the bread more than the, she analyzed, they like eating the bread more than the chicken food. I go, well, I picked up the wrong bag of chicken food. What'd you pick up? I go, well, they like the crumbles, and I got the pellets instead. Oh, why'd you do that? I go, because the company puts it in the same color bag. That's why. They use a beige bag. You think they can make one a green bag and one beige, right? No, they got to use the same color bag, right? You know, they only charge you $1 a month more. Why don't you put a different color? Put a tag. Put something bigger than pellets or whatever. So I grabbed the pellets, and they're eating, you know. If they're hungry enough, they're going to eat the pellets. She goes, well, what, you don't like it? I go, I don't care, dog. They're going to eat the pellets. I'm not throwing it away. They're chickens. They're hungry. They'll eat it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They're nuts. That's like the time I had the dog. The dog, when I first bought him, we had to buy him the special science diet, special food that she, you know, she had way to get from the vet. That was like, you know, $60 a bag, right? Then the dog, I had a cat back there with the litter box. The puppy was a puppy that he sneaks in. He's eating the stuff in the litter box. I go, oh, that's great. I'm eating science diet and cat shit. What the hell is this all about? I don't think he needs a science diet. Is the science diet helpful with his digestion with a cat poop?
Oh, it's been a while since we've done one of these, and you certainly have energy. You're right back on the game.
Oh my God! And I told you about the cat. What happened with the cat, right?
No.
Oh my God, Tom! I've had the same cat. For, my God, 16 years. He's six, and he was an indoor cat.
You told me that the cat lives outside. Yeah, so go ahead.
So the cat, you know, had him on the inside. Then I moved. And as soon as I got to the new house, he jumped out of the pickup truck. He runs into the woods. He disappeared for 2 days. I'm like, I don't, he must be gone. I mean, he's got his claws and stuff, but I go, maybe, you know, he's never been outside, really, that I could think of. So a couple days later, he comes out of the woods. He walks through the yard. So I went, all right, he's all right. So I started feeding him, and I tried to get him in the house. He wouldn't go in the house at all because him and the dog don't get along. So I have him outside. So we set up a little thing. I have like a lawn building, and I set up a bed and put his food and all that. Well, that's good in the summertime. But then the wintertime, he, you know, he's cold, but he was all right. Made it through a couple summers, winters. So all of a sudden, the cat, we didn't see him for a couple of weeks. So I said, Dawn, have you seen the cat? She goes, yeah. So we walk in my dog at the time. There's a neighbor. He's got a garage door. It's open like a quarter of the way. So the cat lives in there. I said, the cat lives in there? She goes, yeah. She goes, yeah. She goes, I saw him in there. I go, well, that's nice. She goes, well, people leave the door open for him. I go, well, that's good. You know, that's nice of them. He's on the side. So he still hasn't come home. I see him once in a while. Then I went by one day. I'm looking up. There's a, you know, they have a townhouse. They got the window. My cat is in one of those cat condos. You know those carpeted things? He's in the house in a cat condo. I go, what the hell's going on now? Right? So he's not coming home. So one day I go up the street again, and there's the people that live there. So I went to the people. I figured they probably didn't know who had the cat or whatever, you know. So I said, I introduced myself, and I says, hey, I appreciate you watching my cat. She goes, oh, yeah. I go, yeah, you know, he's been outside, and we've been living here a few years. And, you know, he's an outdoor cat, but, you know, I had him on the, you know, you described the whole story. And I showed her pictures of him on my phone. You know what I mean? This is like, I'm not making this up. This is my cat. I got pictures from way back and next to dead relatives. I mean, this cat, I'm not making this up. I have the cat pictures. And she goes, oh, that's good. So I'm waiting for her to go, oh, that's nice. And, you know, you want your cat back? And she just never brought it up, you know? And then another day I'm walking. So I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, whatever, the cat's over. He's only two houses up from mine. And then I'm walking around one day, and he's on this little wall, and the lady's petting the cat. And the cat's looking at me like, I'm not leaving here. I like it here. So at first I got a little, like, pissed, and I go, Dawn, these people should have said, this is your cat. You want your cat back? You want them, you know. They looked at him like, yeah, that's good. Yeah, we got him he likes to eat this, and we got him a cat toy and a cat condo. I go, yeah, I saw it in the window. And they got all this stuff. So I said to myself, I said, well, you know, he is doing better. He lives in a garage. It's heated. He's got a bed in there. He's got a cat condo. They feed him food. And I said, my God, my cat's like a woman. Like, he took the better deal. Do you ever go out with somebody and they, you know, they think things are okay? And then they go, Pat, I gotta move on. Like, what happened? I met this guy, Joe, and, you know, he's got a condo and a place in Florida, and he drives a Mercedes, and... Yeah, I just took the better deal, you know, and I'm like, you know, a dog wouldn't do that, you know. I could be living on the bridge with my dog. He'd be like, I'm with you, buddy. We're in this, you know. But cat took the better deal, Tom. He just said, I'm living here, you know. So,
oh, my God.
Oh, God. I saw him the other day. I was petting him. I mean, it's my old cat. It's just a weird thing. I'm like, you know.
So
I know,
does he?
Yeah, you're all right. He goes, yeah, you're nice. You can pet me, but I ain't freaking going home with you. You have me out in the shed.
Does he visit you at all? Or?
No, not now. He used to a little bit. Now you bother. He's just freaking dead. He goes, I want to give this guy the wrong idea. No,
well,
don't
bother.
He's just, yeah.
I never heard the analogy, they're like women, but you have kind of a point. I had, not that I wanted, but I had a cat that my stepkids brought into the house, and
mm-hmm.
for 2 weeks. And then when everybody went away, and they left the cat, and so now it's my job. Of course, you're right. I had the dry food for the cat. You get the big bag, and so I did my thing. Thank God the cat had spent. They found it was a feral cat, so he knew how to go outside.
Yeah,
to the bathroom. So that part wasn't bad. If I let him out, but he came back because I had the food. Well, I lived in a condo, so the condo across the hall from me, every once in a while, when the cat would go off for the day, he wouldn't come back. But then he would claw. He knew how to jump on the screen.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so he yeah. would, the people next door, if he, I wasn't there, he went to them. So they would let him in, and the woman started buying him little treats, those little tiny cans of gourmet,
yeah.
the gourmet
yeah.
stuff. So she, I'm feeding him the stuff out of the bag. She's feeding
yeah.
him the little treaty things. Well,
yeah.
all of a sudden, he doesn't come to my door at all. He
no.
he goes to their door because no. now he's gonna. Well, yeah, that ended it, which was a favor because I didn't like the cat anyway. But it ended it. I didn't have to worry about the cat because
it was like a bad relationship. You said I can move on. I didn't really like
yeah.
it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. The, again, the cat got a better deal. You know, why would I stay with you when next door I can get this stuff out of the can that costs $3 a little can. You know, you
right.
want to feed me. You want to feed me stuff out of a bag. What do you
yeah.
think I'm gonna? You're right, and it's like a woman that all of a sudden the guy's driving a Maserati, and you know they're going to the Riviera for vacations, and
right.
You know what? I'm gonna take her to the Cape, and you know I'm gonna cook a dinner. For what's she gonna do? Right? Right? I mean,
you're taking it to the Sizzler, and this guy's taking it to Vegas for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah.
you're right. I mean, I don't blame him. I mean, I couldn't meet this cat's expectations after he got a taste of the good stuff.
Well, that's what happened. You know what happened with the cat? I got the cat. I had the cat a long time, and I got the my dog was a puppy. He's a lab mix, and the cat would just go up to him and swat him in the nose. And he got a couple of scratches. And what I talk, you know, I talk to my animals. This is the cat. He's getting bigger, you know. Like, you're fully grown. He's just starting. Like, I don't know if, you know, he's your size now. He's getting bigger. You better get along with him. Like, I don't know what you think. You know, cat walked around with an attitude. And then this dog got bigger, and that dog hates that cat. I mean, attacks him. Like, I mean, he, I don't think he would, like, kill him, but he just chases him around and messes him up, you know?
Well, so the dog must be happy now. The cat's gone.
Oh, no, if I walk the dog, he'll see the cat. He'll want to charge after it. Like, there's no, he's like, no, I'm not, he's not coming back, you know? But the dog went to, like, charge after the chickens the other day. I grabbed the dog by the head. I go, hey. You know the eggs I gave you? That's from the chicken. You understand? We don't. They feed us.
That's
fine.
Dogs eat eggs, right? They eat.
Oh, I make him mad. He loves it. You like those eggs, huh? You like those eggs? Yeah, they come from that chicken. You stupid. Leave him alone. And he did. You know, like I said, he's not a mean dog. He wouldn't like. Actually, my dog did kill. My dog, Tom. He's a good. My dog. I swear to God, never worried about a kid. Or another dog or anything. Like, he's very, very mellow. But he hates, like, groundhogs. He kills them on sight. One day I took him in the woods. There's one across, right? He just charged it and just grabbed it, flipped it in the air, and snapped his neck.
Wow.
And he just dropped it. And I went, and he flipped it. I go, what did you just do? He looked at me. I go, you just killed that animal. For what reason? And then another time at my yard, the same thing happened. The freaking thing was up on his hind legs, like trying to defend himself, and I'm trying to get in there. Tom, he wouldn't stop. He kept going after that thing till he killed it.
Wow.
And he
wow.
won't go after squirrels, or he won't go after anything, but must be in his breed. I think he's pot hound. And he just sees those things, loses his stuff.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, but
well, Pat, you know, I'm so happy. I mean, we didn't. This just started as a little phone call. You've been out of circulation for a couple of weeks, and and I asked you if you had a couple of minutes, and you said, "Yeah, sure." And it turned into a half an hour, unbelievably funny show. I think the
thank you. Yeah,
very funny. Well, I'm gonna. Edit this a little bit because we got messed up in the beginning, but I think we're starting to get a following. People now
yeah,
ask
good.
The requests. they request. Have you done any?
We'll get those three people from England, and they can let us know what's going on. Hey,
yeah.
Did you ever do the Steve Katzel show? Remember that cable access?
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing. I go down there, and it's like they made a big, you got to be there for the show. You got to be early. And you go in, he's got cameras set up, and it's like it was really good. Like, he did a very professional job. It was like really, like, you know, an audience of people. And then
well,
I'm like,
he even had a live band.
He had a band, yeah. I was like, you're like, what is this? Is fantastic. And I go in and do a few minutes, and then I'm like, I talk to him, and I go, people around here can see this? And he's like, oh, no. What? He goes, well, basically someone from England. People from England can see this. I go, people from England? I got to do comedy for freaking 20 years at the time. No one believes I even do comedy because I play, you know, empty cinemas and stuff, like bars in Maine. And I'm like, finally, I'm on TV in a real show, right? So the only witness I have is some guy, you know, living in England. He's going to go, you know, I have to call him and say, how was I? Is that all right?
Well, you know, it's kind of, if you think of the appeal of that, it's kind of like this crazy thing that why watch something that's local when you can tune in? I mean, and that's the magic of the internet now and all the streaming. You can turn into some little city in England. I mean, if it was the reverse, and see this little production of, and it's local people who live there. It's like armchair traveling. You don't have to get on the planes or anything, but you can really get into what's going on in that community by seeing these local comedians and local interviews.
Tom, I can't watch English stuff. I know you tell me about The Crown and all this stuff, and I watch English TV. It puts me to sleep. I can't take. I always watch the serial killer guys and that and stuff, and then I fall asleep, and then I have bad dreams. And then there was Cheryl from Tuscany, and they found her missing torso in her head, and then it goes into my dreams, and I'm in England, and there's a Jack the Ripper chasing me. You know,
they're
just very deadpan. They're not emotional about stuff. They're like, you know, I'd be like, they found this dead body. Like, everywhere there's blood. And they're like, well, they found the blood and the intestines. The woman was Irish. Next we'll hear. Now they talk to Tom. This is funny. Not to be funny, but we just lost in England, the what was he? The Duke. Duke Ellington, whatever the hell it was. The Queen's husband there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They're going, well, that's good because Andrew, whatever the son, what's the one who moved with Megan? He's going to come. Oh, he's coming back. And the two brothers are walking together. Like, what do you think? They're going to do a white trash, you know, white funeral thing? It's like getting a fist fight on the front lawn. Mama, love you more. He's not hitting me. The funeral. These are English people. These are royalty. They know how to act. All right? They're going to act right. They're going to act where they like each other. Like a funeral. I think it's for a funeral. You know, they're not
right,
Italians. They're not going to flip up. Yeah.
Well, and he lived to what? He lived to 100 or something. So.
Well, they go. What is the Queen Mother going to do? What is she going to do? She's 99. I'm
right.
Sure anybody she knows is dead. You're 99. You're it. That's it. You know. Who's going to hang with? I mean, her death isn't a big surprise. It's like she's 99.
Well, you covered this earlier, and I'm going to recommend people catch all of the Pat podcasts because you talked about, you know, Prince Charles has no shot, really. When's he going to be king, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. But he's got to be the most – I would be so angry. I swear to God, my mother – I'd put a pillow over her face. Really, I'd be like, you are going to abdicate this throne. I would have did it when I was like 40. But then when he was with Diane, he was having marital problems. You know what I'm saying? He might have said, like, you know, I'm having some issues with her. Maybe if I become king, you know, give me a little gravitas here. You know, might step it up a little bit. And she knows she was giving him a hard time. You know, when are you going to become king? I'm sick of this castle. I want a bigger place. What are we doing here? You're the prince. You're the prince when I met you. I thought you'd do something with your life. You know what I mean? And then this lady, she's 99. She can't, what, can't retire? Can't she go to Florida? Can't she do something? So I'm going to be the queen until I die, right? So by the time he gets to Tom, he's going to be, how old is he? He's got to be in his 70s, right? How old is Prince?
At least.
Right? He's going to get it, his prostate's going to go the week later. I mean, he's going to be in trouble, you know?
Well, Pat, thank you so much. You've I got a
thank you for calling
here, and you helped me clean out my lungs. I've been hacking and coughing because I'm laughing so hard. Everything's coming up. So this is, if anybody's out there with an allergy, a similar allergy, it's a great therapy.
Tom, I got to run it. Then when I get up, I got to run into Xfinity. You ever go to the Xfinity, the office, the thing they have, the little showroom thing? The people are so fake. They, you know, they hate you, but they get paid well. You know, you walk in, hi, can I help you today? Oh, hi, here's your bill. Let me help. You know, you go in there, go, I want to pay my bill. Oh, there's a kiosk over there. What? A little machine. What, you can't do it? We just stand there greeting at the door. You can't take a payment? I don't mean to bother you with this stuff, but can you take a payment?
No,
there's a machine over there. Go over and then it goes, and you're all done. You walk out. Anything else can help you with? What, nothing? You didn't do anything for me. Would you point to the machine? I know it was there. I see you all the time. I'm here. I walk right to the machine and walk it in. Can I help you with something? No, I know where the machine is. I walk here every month and I pay the bill. What I need you for? I can see it from the door, the machine. The FU machine. Go to the FU machine. I can't be bothered. Go in there and go pay your bill. I don't want to disturb you. Sit here with your freaking white shirt and leave me alone.
You know, there is no such thing as customer service anybody. Nobody cares.
No, they don't care, Tom. They don't care. You go in there and then they just tell you to sit down. You go in there. You just go do it yourself. You're going to go in. You're going, can you please have a seat over there? We'll call you. There's four people here. Who are you calling? What's the big deal? You got four people sitting on here, and then you got 18 people walking around smiling. Come on. I got to go. We're just happy. You know, just freaking happy. I'm sorry. Why is my bill $300 a month? I don't know. That's what it is. Don't screw yourself.
You know, I used to live in New Hampshire in this little town, and there was a Speedway gas station, and of course they had the inside store, and they used to sell, it was kind of nice, they were getting beautiful fresh baked muffins and cakes and whatever, and so I was coming home from a gig, you're hungry, so I would stop at there and buy something for breakfast tomorrow. And so you had to go get it yourself. They gave you the tongs. But you put the bag on the counter and you yell at you like you were killing it. You know, and if the other people in the store, they go, what's in the bag? Just like that, what's in the bag? And so one night I went in there, and for some reason, some event must have been was 60 feet. She said to me, put it in the bag, and she put it in. What's in the bag? And everybody
what's in the bag?
And I said, did you hear me?
No, because there's a wind blowing. Go ahead.
I know. So I said to her, she said, what's in the bag? I said, a kilo of coke. Pat, the people ran out of the building.
Yeah. Tom, this is hysterical. I raced to Xfinity. Donna goes, the place closes at 5. They're open till 7.
Right. Well, why
like,
don't
I just
you... Yeah, I'm buying. You know what the bag is for? You know, there's a couple of muffins in there. Let's open up and take a peek. You know, and what are you going to trust me that I'm going to tell you there's a brand muffin when there's really one brand, a blueberry and a corn? You know. You know, it was just.
What was the quiz of people? What do you got there? What do you got there? The muffins? You got muffins? What kind of muffins you getting there?
Yeah, it was. It gave me such satisfaction. What's in the bag?
Well, that's like, not to change the subject, but it's like all this stuff in the news, all this negative stuff in the news all the time. There was a shooting with the FedEx company, right? and they always go, he was a disgruntled employee. Of course he was a disgruntled employee. Do happy employees go to work and start shooting everybody? Do we need to know he was disgruntled? We can assume he was disgruntled about something.
Oh, my God. Pat, we're going to have to wrap up because I can't laugh anymore. Save some.
All right, I got to run in here and
we're starting to hear the wind. Anyway, folks, thank you so much. That was Pat.
Thanks for calling.
At his best. Have a great night, Pat.
Thank you, Tom. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, man. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye.